Time for our uplifting story of the day, and a little different today, not necessarily a story as much as it is some encouragement. I've got several family members and friends that are struggling with serious health issues, and then last night, our nephew and his wife, her mom, passed away. So they're going through that right now. And it just seems like every time you turn around, you're getting bombarded by something else, whether it's in your personal life or a friend or a family member going through rough times. And when Luke of For King and Country stopped by the last day of praise share, I asked him to share his uplifting story, and he wound up taking it in a totally different direction by giving encouragement based on what he had been through, and I thought you might benefit from that today. So here's our uplifting story from Luke of For King and Country.
Well, I've actually struggled with an illness over the last 3 years, and at one point I got really, really sick, had to come off the road for about 2.5 months. And, you know, my wife came to me thinking that there was a chance that, you know, she was going to lose me during this battle. And, you know, I was 26 years old at the time. You kind of think that you've got your whole life ahead of you, and then you realize, wow, I'm bedridden, not able to serve my wife to the way that I had hoped I would be able to, not able to be the father I wanted to be to my kids. And it kind of starts to put everything into perspective. And one of the things that I think God really challenged me on was rejoicing in the struggle. And the lessons that you're taught in the hard times are some of the most special things that have taken place in my life. I actually now look back on all that I've walked through with thankfulness because of how much it's taught me, because of how much I realize that I do need to be reliant on who God is and who He says He is, rather than trying to do things in my own strength. And so, you know, to anybody out there that goes through, whether it's losing a job or health struggles or whatever, you know, one of my encouragement is to allow God to do something significant in those times, because I think C.S. Lewis said, pain is God's megaphone for change. And when you think of the most of the times when substantial things happen in people's life, it's through pain.
How many roads did I travel?